Hello, hello, OdaFest podcast listeners. My name is Angelo, and with me today are Nancy and Jay.
I'm Ant.
Who's Jay then?
Who is Jay?
What is Jay? He's a miserable pile of secrets.
When is Jay?
Right now, now. I would hope. I would hope.
Well, technically, I think not right now, is right. It's actually on demand. Because our podcasts are on demand.
Ah, so it's always right now for the listeners. I see, I see. Exactly. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the last episode of season 11.
I'm glad you didn't dramatically pause at the last episode of season 11.
You mean the last episode of season 11?
Yes.
I was going to say, that joke's been overplayed. Oh, my God. Oh, my. You guys, you're going to give them a heart attack. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I know.
The pause thing reminds me of the old Soul Calibur titles, where they would go like, Soul Calibur
2.
4.
I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me.
They did that a lot.
They really did.
Good old games. But there is good new games coming out. Oh, my Lord. Did you guys watch the Jeff Keighley show? The Summer Games Fest?
Tell me about the Summer Games Fest.
So Jeff Keighley, in his very best burgundy silk shirt, came out on stage and was like, gamers! Do you like video games?
Do you have mobile devices?
Thank God. I don't think anything that we saw for Summer Games Fest was a mobile game.
I don't think what
you
I...
You say thank God, but I mean, mobile gaming is like...
A big thing.
The biggest,
it's a very big genre. I think what Angelo is specifically now? Pointing to is the meme where something becomes available on mobile now. Except did see something that is now available on mobile.
I remember when the one guy was like, yeah, Diablo Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you people have phones?
Yep, I remember that.
True.
I don't know. I can't remember the last time there was a game on a cell phone that I wanted to play.
You can't.
But
what do you mean by that?
There were a couple of good-looking games. One caught me by surprise. This trailer started, and it was some giant robot shenanigans, and they were fighting, like, giant robot kaiju. And I was is going on here? This sounds amazing. This looks amazing. This is incredible. And then it zoomed in on one of the robot's head, and it had that ever-familiar V-shaped antenna.
Oh, no. Oh,
an Escaflowne.
An Escaflowne. No, it's a Gundam, Jay. It's a Gundam. There is a brand new Gundam game coming out called Gundam Rogue Orbit. I think it's slated for sometime in 2027. So there's a little bit of waiting left. And apparently, it is going to be a single-player game.
Interesting.
A single-player game. In its own original Gundam AU, so you don't need to know anything going into it. All you need to know, big robots and fight.
Get in the robot, Angelo.
Get in the robot.
It looked so good. There is nothing. There is nothing at this point that can make me not play this game. I'm very excited for it.
You're very invested already. And all you've done is heard an announcement. I can't wait to actually see, like, gameplay and more other stuff that they're probably going to start leaking out pretty soon. But that's very exciting. I do get to break Angelo's rule about I didn't hear anything about mobile because I did. So at Summer Games Fest, Guild Wars ArenaNet announced that there is going to be a new Guild Wars. Guild Wars 3 coming. That's very exciting to me because I thought, oh, well, you know, I played Guild Wars back in the day and now I still log into Guild Wars 2 from time to time. I have 3 expansions to catch up on for Guild Wars 2. So I'm going to do some of that this summer. But also, alongside this announcement about Guild Wars 3, they also announced that they have ported Guild Wars 1 to mobile. They're calling it Guild Wars Reforged.
Really?
I see.
And Guild Wars 3 is a prequel that happens 1,200 years before Guild Wars 1.
Wow.
Now that's
all right.
Marketing.
I didn't even hear about that. That's pretty cool.
That's so, amazing marketing.
There's actually a significant amount of Guild Wars content for you to go through should you be interested in this kind of storytelling slash gameplay. The thing that I've always liked about Guild Wars, and you would know this if you've ever heard me talk about it, is that they don't charge you a subscription for an MMO game.
Just buy the game.
Buy the game.
That's
buy an
wild.
Expansion. And then you just play it when you want.
In this economy?
Crazy.
In this economy.
Insane behavior.
I know. It's hobbyful behavior, wouldn't you say?
Moneyless behavior.
So the other thing I super love about Guild Wars in general is that they have not fallen to the microtransaction pitfall. What they do is if you want to buy things, they're only ever cosmetic or really, really convenient things. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you don't want to go and buy a logging axe after felling 100 trees, you can just buy one thing that makes it permanent and you never have to buy a new one.
Oh.
It's just convenience. It's only pure convenience. There's none of this paying to win. You can't pay to get your way around really expensive gear or gear you have to work to get or build or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just pay for nice looking things and sometimes convenience. That's it.
I like that. That's
and
they should try
philosophy.
That with other games.
I know. Anyway, this is a philosophy that has won me over and I will forever enjoy Guild Wars because of it. And I'm really proud to see that they're not changing their minds with Guild Wars 3. They're still going to stick to the same mentality. It's going to be an MMO. It'll be like an action RPG MMO, but they're not going to charge you for really stupid microtransactions and it's not going to be subscription based.
They're literally just saying, buy the game, play the game. Whenever you want. We're not here to nickel and dime you. We're here to make a goddamn game.
Hooray for that.
You know
that
what's weird?
That is incredibly rare these days.
Right?
What's weird about that, like, the model that you're describing is rare, but it's also actually still, it's still in use, and I would say by some pretty large franchises as well. Like, for example, Grand Theft Auto Online is the online is still free to play. Like, it's been free to play since GTA 5 released online. And yes, you can buy like in-game money, but in-game money can also just be earned by just playing missions. So you can always just play the game normally. And then all the quote unquote advantages are just like weapons or guns. So it's not like it's a skill thing. It's not like it really changes your progression in the game. It's just about how you want to play it. So even on like a like with all due respect to Guild Wars fans, Grand Theft Auto is kind of like the bigger franchise. And even they figured that out. Right.
And like I love that they do it, but they're still rare. Like the fact
yes.
that we can think of two, maybe a third.
The other
one
I can think of is would you count expansions? Like paid expansions already not counting? Like GTA doesn't
like
have...
Guild Wars does that, right? Like paid expansions.
Okay. So like the other one I can think of is then it's Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter, you pay for expansions,
right.
But you don't have to pay for anything else other than if you want, they call, what do you call it, gestures and stuff like that. But none of that is actually game involving and skill determining or anything like that.
Now, Guild Wars 2, anyway.
Monster Hunter Wilds would actually run.
So Guild Wars 2, anyway, has been really interesting in their expansion releases because they're not just patches that give you more story. They also give you more builds. So if you chose a job for your character, like back at the beginning of the game, that job now has really cool new subclasses you can try out.
Oh.
And it changes the way you play the game. It comes with new skills. Almost every expansion since, I don't know, maybe Path of Fire has come with a new mount. And the mounts are dramatically different. They don't do the same things. They're not like the WoW mounts that are the same thing, but they're skinned differently. Mm-hmm. They're actually mechanically different.
Cool.
And they come with different like endgame content that you can go to. So... anyway, this is really just me saying I'm kind of excited about Guild Wars again. Like, I took a really long break from it. I got back into it literally last night. The bug has bitten again.
How many hours? How long did you stay up?
Four. And then I thought about it while I was in bed, and then I had dreams about it when I was asleep. So, like,
You know what? I'm like jealous of that experience because it's been a while since I felt that again. I've been playing like a wide variety of stuff, and some of it's been nostalgic, but I haven't felt like I've gotten into the gaming groove in a little while, where you're like, oh God, hours passed when I just blinked. Oh, I'm pretty sure, you know?
Sorry. You just reminded me of two more things that I really love about Guild Wars. The gear treadmill does not exist. If you have good gear now, it will always still be good gear, no matter how many expansions later you go.
How do they balance that? That's crazy.
And the other one, oh God, I just forgot it now.
It's because you spent hours playing.
Keeping
it's
because
power
I spent
creep in
hours.
Check is actually pretty big. Like, there are very few games who actually manage to keep their old kit as useful as the new kit.
Yeah, like scaling isn't a huge issue.
I remember now. The other one is that you can be an altaholic with this game. If you like playing lots of different classes and jobs, you don't have to choose. You can just have a character that is every single job, and you can play whichever one you want, and the game doesn't punish you because there's no gear treadmill.
Okay. You don't have to pay to respec and stuff like that, right?
So here's the fun thing. Every time you buy an expansion, they give you a free level 80 boost. So you just get a character that you make and it
boosts
get to
play
all the way
game?
To level 80. Yes. Yes, isn't that great?
What?
And it just boosts you straight to level 80, and then at that point the only thing you're doing is building a build that you want. So it's actually really easy to explore new jobs whenever something new expands and you just have a level 80 boost in your inventory.
So can I I want to pile a little bit on that in a positive way, but it kind of speaks negatively about maybe my gameplay experience of other games. When I play RPGs, for example, a game like The Witcher, right? So there's a skill progression and you level up with experience and everything like that.
Yep.
I don't like playing that game without cheating. And what that means is that for me, in order for the game to be more immersive, it's hard for me to believe that I am now taking over Geralt's life and his adventures, but I have no skills to speak of. So I will sometimes use a third-party app and
edition.
Yeah, and I will add some skills. I don't make myself all powerful.
Oh, I see.
I just want to feel like my character isn't a baby. Even like, you know, like it doesn't
like
make any sense.
When you're starting The Witcher 3, Witcher
it
1 and 2
feel...
already happened. Geralt shouldn't be like a powerless
baby. A
babby.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see what you mean, but that's kind of what I like about Guild Wars, like you just get free level 80 boosts, and then you don't have to start from scratch with a new character. You just start a new character from 80.
Yeah.
And then you just get to mold them into whatever clay baby you want them to be.
Yeah, I just think that for me, the argument is almost like I'm not trying to make the game easier. I just want to make it feel more reasonable because, again, if your character's lived the life and they're clearly an adult, they know more than level 1 Firebolt. You know, they know more than basic parry, block, swing, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm of the opinion that, play. It's also like, for some people, it might be an accessibility thing as well. Some people, like, there's games that have a lot of accessibility options where you no longer have to, like, toil just to make it you know, past the first boss or whatever it might be. I feel like they should just implement something like what I do. Just give yourself a character boost. Have like, you know, a little bit more.
I'm
stats
so bad.
A little bit more skill.
That for me, accessibility means removing skills. Just give them like one attack and maybe a dodge roll or something, and then I'll just figure it out from there.
I have a great game for you. It's called Super Mario Brothers.
Oh no! That one's too complicated. That one's
the
too...
man can jump.
There is a way better game. It's a fighting game called Jump Kick.
I know
you
that
have
game.
Literally
yeah.
two buttons. You have jump and then you have kick.
Mm-hmm. Jump mm-hmm. and kick.
There's literally not even movement buttons. You just have jump and kick. To speaking, move forward, you kick.
Yes. Speaking of fighting games and speaking of Summer Game Fest, did you see the fighting game announcement?
I did. Oh my god, I had Street Fighter reinstalled within the hour. Oh my lord. Oh my god. We're getting Arjun.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes. Everybody was waiting for Arjun.
Yes. Not
I mean the Italian
one.
Politician is also in there, but
and then some other characters, and then I think Cloud's girlfriend made it in.
Yeah. The Italian politician. The Italian yeah. senator, Tifa Lockhart.
Yes, that's
yes,
right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Kinda
so,
wild.
Yeah. Tifa is joining Street Fighter VI next year.
Yep,
that's
I saw
crazy.
That.
That's actually insane.
I like the choice.
And right around, like, I love that they timed the announcements to be, like, right around when they announced Revelation and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm.
They knew what
it's
they
gonna
were
be
doing.
It's going to be a big FF7 year.
It is going to be a massive FF7 year. It is going to be the biggest FF7 year since Advent Children came out.
Did you notice that Tifa's, like, I don't know what job it was, but one of her outfits in the new game does look actually like her Advent Children outfit?
Yeah, I liked that outfit.
I like it too. I mean, I'm looking forward to that. It'll be like Final Fantasy X-2 dress-up spheres.
Yeah.
Everybody God. Needs a transformation sequence.
I just realized we're going to get a renaissance of cosplays going back to Final Fantasy VII now.
Probably.
That'll be a good time. I want to see a bunch of Clouds with their spiky hair.
Oh, that'd be so fun. That'd be so
nostalgia.
Good.
Nostalgia. What's old
cosplayers,
is new again.
I hope y'all saved some of those previous FF7 outfits because they're coming back.
Yeah,
time to dust them off. Pull them out of the...
Us oldies.
Closet. It's been 30 years, and it's fine.
Unsplash and unwrinkle them from that spot
Nancy,
in the back of your closet.
Nancy, you should have kept your bell-bottom jeans.
I think I still have a pair of flare jeans somewhere. Somewhere.
I'm just saying, again, what's old
I'm
is
too
new
young for
again.
Bell-bottoms. In my day, they called them boot cut instead. And they weren't anywhere near as dramatic.
Do you remember there was a specific, like, streetwear girl segment of fashion in the late 90s and early 2000s that was very specific types of khakis that were baggy?
No, actually.
It was a really big
know.
Thing with, like, Brit girl bands and,
I've
like, a lot of that
trauma.
Era of pop music. Well, it's back. All the 90s coded stuff is back. And,
yes, I've seen Tamagotchis being sold.
Actual
yes,
Tamagotchis?
Actual. No, actual.
Yes.
Tamagotchis like, actually have insane collabs. There's Jujutsu
wow.
Kaisen Tamagotchis. Yes.
No yep. way.
Yeah.
Oh my yes. God.
So that's a thing.
I wonder if I could find my old Tamagotchi. I had one of those limited edition black and white ones.
Oh, okay.
No idea, but
the last time I had something close to a Tamagotchi was the Pokemon Pikachu Walker, the Pikachu 2 Walker that came with Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Oh, Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
No, No, gold and silver.
Like the yellow? What color is it?
It was literally a little silver Pokemon Pikachu 2. I think that's what they called it. And it had the IR. It had the IR sensor at the top. I think what it could do, you could use your steps throughout the day to transfer to whatever Pokemon was in the daycare center.
Okay.
Wow.
So they did that toy in like three different editions. Not that specific toy. I meant more like
The Heart Gold and Soul Silver one was way better. Because you could transfer your Pokemon to it.
Yes.
Oh,
you could choose and you could put any Pokemon in there and it would train it as you went. There's the Pokemon Pikachu 2 that Angelo was talking about. And then there's a yellow one.
Yeah, there was the original one for Pokemon Yellow.
Yes. Which I think was maybe it was Japan only. I don't actually remember.
No, that one was North America as well. That one was absolutely North America.
Also, there was not Pokemon related, but Final Fantasy related. There was like the Chocobo.
Was there
thing
a Chocobo Tamagotchi?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was released alongside Final Fantasy VII, in which you could train a Chocobo on it.
That's kind of great. That's kind of wonderful. Yeah. We really out here eating good this year.
Yeah, apparently.
What is a pedometer? That's what it's called.
A pedometer, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
I remember words.
It's a good thing I'm going back to the gym this summer, because girl really needs to get back into shape.
Hell yeah. And I mean, it's been raining so goddamn much lately that it's hard to do it outside, I tell you what.
Look, did that hail hit you guys at all?
No, not at all, thank you.
I don't think so, but I wasn't here.
So Thursday evening, when that hailstorm just suddenly opened up and started dropping, I ran outside for 10 seconds to go save my tomatoes. I just went to go move it under like the roof near the door in the back patio. And I was drenched within those 10 seconds, plus pelted because, you know, hail, it hurt. But I saved the tomatoes. The tomatoes are okay.
The tomatoes That's are good. What's really important. They truly
Baby's
are irreplaceable.
Flowering. They are. Mm-hmm. I can grow back skin. I can't grow back more tomatoes.
Yeah, you literally growing back more tomatoes is literally what you do.
That will take like a whole other season, though.
That's literally how it works.
The next time we have another podcast season, I might have a whole new season of tomatoes waiting.
Did I tell you I had some? I'm waiting for my tomatoes to come in because I'm waiting for my fence to be rebuilt, so I have space for my planter so that I can move my tomato plants outside and hopefully they will flourish there because I have some very unique tomatoes coming in this year.
Ah, are you going to be growing some heirlooms?
Yeah. Is that
no,
fancy
they're
vintage
high
heirlooms?
They're high anthocyanin tomatoes. They're like purple and
Neat.
Yellow and
I love purple tomatoes.
And
that
high
sounds
in antioxidants.
So interesting.
I am also growing kale this year, so I'm trying to see what it takes for them to actually start growing big leafy kale leaves instead of just these little babby ones that I've got right now.
Oh, okay. Oh my, you're growing all
Nancy,
sorts
are
of
your,
stuff.
Is your garden raised or do you just grow in ground?
I am currently growing a bunch of stuff in pots, and the reason why is because we're waffling on whether or not we're putting down crushed rocks in the backyard. So if we do, that significantly changes where all of our planting goes.
Yes, your landscaping will be
very different.
Thing.
Yeah. Yes. So that's a whole thing. And we're also talking about we're still thinking about putting hedges in the front. So I may need to ask either of you to assist me with shovels.
Sure. I'm right. very good at digging.
Can y'all come over with some shovels?
Oh, you
I
you're, like, you
I have
the
to move.
Shovels.
I have
like,
to
you
move.
You don't have them.
We have shovels.
Oh.
We only have two.
Okay.
We only
have
two.
I mean, there's different kinds of shovels too, so I can maybe help with that. And I have that thing that does like the edging on lawns that you can also use to help dig in.
Ooh.
I don't have any of those tools.
You wouldn't need them. You're in a luxury birdcage.
Exactly. You don't.
I'm
do
in a slightly
in a
different luxury birdcage.
Yeah, your
birdcage.
But
your luxury birdcage doesn't require lawn.
No, no. Oh my God! Eons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Eons ago, I was talking about it on this very podcast on the Nintendo 64. Right when Star Wars Episode 1 was releasing, there was Star Wars Episode 1 Racer, an extremely cool video game where you did the best thing that ever happened in Star Wars, pod racing.
It's true.
They're bringing it back, baby!
Amazing.
Oh my God, Star Wars Galactic Racer? It was crazy. It's not only pod racing. I was actually worried for a little bit watching the trailer because it was showing everything except pod racing. And then it started talking about Sebulba. Oh my God. And then it started showing the pod racing. Oh my God. I'm here for it. I don't even like Star Wars that much anymore. Almost all modern Star Wars stuff is just trash. And when I say that, I really shouldn't have high hopes for this game. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. I understand on a higher level that this game can't possibly live up to my expectations. But let's go! Oh my God! Playing a game.
I hope for you, Angelo.
For the first time in like 20 years.
I hope for you, Angelo, that Star Wars Galactic Racer did for you what it... Rogue Squadron did for me.
Oh, Rogue Squadron was so good.
I can't even remember the name of the game right now. The Rogue Squadron like game that came out like I want to say 5 years ago or maybe more now because time's fake. What's it called? Do I have it in my
library? I feel like there was Rogue Squadron and Rogue Leader on the GameCube.
Star Wars Squadrons. That's the game.
Squadrons.
I'm thinking about.
Okay.
That's the one that came out like. I don't know, like I said, 5 years ago, super fun, first-person space battles. Don't have to worry about all the Jedi and Empire drama. I just got to fly spaceships and go pew-pew and boom-boom. And I want that fulfillment for you.
I want
Galactic
that.
Racer.
I really do. The cool thing about Star Wars, Star Wars is, yes, there's the whole Jedi versus Sith thing, and that's usually what they're centered around. But there is always cool shit going around somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just I do like a good racing game when it's not a realistic racing game. I don't care about Forza. I don't care about Gran Turismo. I don't care about any of that bullshit. Give me things like Mario Kart. Give me Sonic Worlds Racing, which is having an Evangelion collab.
Yo, that game is insane. And I actually... So when I bought my Switch 2, I did not pick up Mario Kart World. But at this point, I am seriously considering picking up Crossroads. Even though I don't know if I have friends that will play it with me, I just think that game looks crazy fun. But the other weird thing about it is it's like the wish fulfillment branch of Nintendo in the
it's
sense
the
because
Fortnite
Nintendo owns Sega.
Of kart racing.
Yeah, Nintendo owns Sega. A lot of people are like Sonic is just Sonic's things, but like the fact that they're doing all this shit is honestly super fun and I want to try it. I just feel like no one else is going to play, so I don't know about that part.
I feel you. I feel you. It can be difficult. Like, it's currently $94 on Steam. And then there's all of the DLC that you have to buy. Like, I want to. I really want to. But I can't justify that.
Not
I can't
for a
justify
racing
game. $150. For a Sonic racing game, as cool as it's going to be, it's got SpongeBob characters, it's getting Teenage Mutant Ninja, it's getting Avatar The Last Airbender characters.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on in this game?
Meanwhile,
focus on one thing.
The pre-purchase for Star Wars Galactic Racer is only $77.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I say only, I'm like, well, you know, but it is a little bit weird when compared to Cross Worlds.
I don't expect Shinji, Rei, Asuka, and Kaoru to show up in Star Wars Episode 1 Racer, though. That's the difference. That's the real difference there.
Star Wars crossover when?
Unfortunate.
Wait a minute. If this means that Sonic is canon to Evangelion, does that mean that the Hedgehogs were involved in the third impact?
Could be.
No, the Chaos Emeralds.
We are getting a new incarnation of Ava next year, so...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's we right. don't need
Who
it,
knows?
But we're getting it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I want Dr. Robotnik in the red Evangelion.
Oh, no.
Yes. I don't know what timeline I live in anymore, obviously.
Asuka is actually Robotnik. Same colors and all.
Okay.
Exactly.
Hold on, though. Hold
it
on,
would
though.
Fit. It would fit.
Onto... I'm going to move on to the more controversial game that also has strange crossovers. Did y'all see the Stranger Than Heaven announcement?
Yes, actually. Yes, that... I did. And I was scratching my head on that reveal.
Yeah, so that's the studio that does Like a Dragon / Yakuza. And they have a very interestingly set game in 1915 San Francisco. And while the gameplay looks fun, the cast sure is interesting.
Like, Snoop Dogg being in the game is one thing. I think that's mm-hmm. entirely fair. I understand it. And, you know, go off. Putting Tupac in the game... I was
The man's super dead.
Not only is he super dead, he's been dead longer than the target audience for the game has been alive.
That's true.
I mean, you're not wrong, but...
Like, I know that... Like, here's the thing. There are still games that, for example... either have a reference character or a likeness for, say, Bruce Lee.
Yes.
Right? That's a pretty common one, I would say. So, some part of me wants to say, what's the difference between that and Tupac? But a lot of the times they don't just say, like, that's Bruce Lee. They're like, that's someone who looks like and talks like and does some of the same actions as Bruce Lee, but
so
it ain't Bruce
in
Lee.
That case, they're playing into tropes and they're creating an homage.
Yes.
Whereas by including Tupac in the game, they're basically resurrecting a dead man.
Is there any distaste for this in the sense that, like, it's not that far off from, like, AI?
I certainly hope that they're not using AI for this. Like, on one hand,
I don't know.
There is a way to do it tastefully, and they do have that option there. There is absolutely a way to do it tastefully, and I think that they can do that. That it's entirely possible. Like, when you consider recent movies about, like, Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson and things of that nature.
Right.
You can make something starring someone who's dead, but usually that's like retelling the events of their life. Whereas in Stranger Than Heaven, I don't think that's
this
a Tupac documentary.
Yeah, this is like, I kind of have some, there's definitely some strange borders here because, like, you talk about, like you said, like Michael Jackson and like his documentary, and like a lot of it's going to be similar life events, like life based on, and people understand that it's not completely factual. There's always an element of fiction in this. And then there's also like in Star Wars where they did, you know, Princess Leia.
Oh God, when they
with Carrie Fisher, or they did what's
the
his
Carrie
name?
Fisher one actually
Tarkov?
Pissed me off.
No, not Tarkov. What's his name?
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, Grand Moff Tarkin. Thank you. Like, but that's again fictional setting, not real people. Like,
exactly.
In the sense of the actual character and the story. This is the next step, and it does like it. It feels like a violation because there people know that like we're kind of entering the age of signing away like
the right to your
likeness.
Death. Yes.
Yeah, you're signing away your entire likeness.
Yes. So I don't know. We're on the frontier of that, and I don't want to be the one to make the decision, but it certainly feels not quite right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
My
opinion
is
wait.
A tentative go off. Do your thing. Let them cook.
Here's one more thing, though, to this. I could be wrong because my source was, I think, Instagram or somewhere else on social media, so not a source. So if I'm wrong, don't crucify me on this. What I think I read was that Tupac's likeness is owned by a company. Not by
Ooh.
His family providing
or his estate
consent. Yes, it's not owned by his estate.
Wow,
I don't like
so,
that at all.
No,
that's probably the thing that I think is sitting worse. If completely true, I am not doing all the research on it right now, but let's just say if it is true or any situations where this continues with other people's likenesses and rights post-mortem, that feels like a violation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't like that.
You don't have a way to say anything about how you want your persona to be portrayed postmortem.
I have an idea.
Unless you write it
with
into your
mentality.
Yeah. Unless
if you,
you write it.
A very beloved media personality. This is advice to all of the famous celebrities out there. If you're a beloved media personality and you don't want your likeness to be used against your wishes, simply become a monster. Simply become one of the worst people on earth. Because quite frankly, up until a couple years before he died, everybody loved Bill Cosby. And now nobody is going to include Bill Cosby in anything.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I did not foresee these sentences coming out of anyone's mouth during this particular episode.
Just
no,
let alone any episode. You see.
I'm sitting back listening to this conversation and all of a sudden Angelo comes out with a brand new sentence.
Just become like Bill Cosby in the worst version.
No.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No.
Anyway.
Not.
Can you imagine that we've done over 300 episodes of this and it's really coming to an end?
Oh my God. Well, that's it. I guess this is actually the last episode.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Oh my God.
All right. Well, what are you two doing for the rest of the summer as we take a break then?
My summer plans are extremely simple. I've already got a new batch of mead brewing. I am going to make myself some creamsicle mead. I'm going to be biking around the city every time it's not raining. And unfortunately, I'm going to be working. Day in, day out, the daily grind.
I will also be doing the working. I will be also doing the schooling because I'm taking 2 weeks off in July to go back to school. Cool. And not the way that most people would think if you knew what field I worked in. I am going to be taking a film acting intensive. So I am expanding my acting horizons.
Nancy's
going
to become a famous movie star. And then to protect themselves from AI, they're going to become
Nancy,
a monster.
Just remember, if you don't want your likeness to be used post-mortem,
I have.
Angela has some great advice.
Yes. Evidently, some brand new sentences have occurred on this episode.
Recorded five.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm going back to school. That'll be fun. I am taking 2 whole weeks off work to go to school. It will be a Monday to Saturday intensive. And then on Sundays, I'm still teaching. So I'm going to not rested when I go back to work.
No, the master is now the student, but a student in another field. I guess that tracks.
It do track.
I am also going to be working for I am a reads notes ho meow noner. Like I said, we're getting our fence redone. We're basically going to be doing yard work. That's my summer. Feels like yard work and work.
You know, which is yard work with a nice cold drink in hand is scarcely work at all. It is relaxing. It can be zen.
So
I don't know,
as long
man.
As you don't
mosquitoes
rush
don't
yourself.
Care about how hot or cold you are.
Yeah, mosquitoes also don't care about how alcoholic your blood content might be.
Well, clearly you just need to raise your BAC high enough where it sterilizes the mosquitoes. It makes them drunk from biting you.
All right, so this was a random headline I saw the other day, but evidently I saw something like a very large tech company is considering releasing quote-unquote good mosquitoes to go out there and fight the bad mosquitoes. I didn't click on this link to go investigate further, but I now have a suspicion that Angelo's Mead is so strong that it has trained my liver to be superhuman, because I just had nearly half of an entire bottle of wine on the weekend, and I had to check the label to make sure there was alcohol content in that wine, because it said 14.5%, and I felt absolutely nothing.
Maybe it wasn't mixed properly. Maybe you just had to, just like swish the bottle around. Maybe all the alcohol settled at the bottom. I don't think that's how it works.
That is not how
I'm not
alcohol
an alcoholologist. But
you're not an alcoholologist.
Alcoholologist. That's definitely a word.
Alcool is the French word for alcohol, so why not?
Ah, all cool. Understand.
All cool. Anyway, I blame your mead for this, because I have been having like a nice sake cupped size swig from time to time to celebrate the end of a bad work day, to celebrate the end of a good work day, to celebrate good news, like getting an agent again, like celebrating more good. I've been going through that bottle of mead at a pretty good clip by myself, and
good clip would have it last several hours.
I guess, but it's
like
not
the
about
fact that it's been
getting,
weeks at this point.
But it's not about getting true. Drunk. It's about enjoying the flavor. Especially when it ties in well to life events.
Fair.
And so, as the only other alcohol I've had recently, because I definitely had a drink to celebrate the end of Odafest, I have to attribute the fact that my liver has grown superhuman tolerance to your mead.
Ah. Well, clearly the answer is to drink more.
Or to make stronger mead.
Yes.
Higher proof mead.
I'm actually working on that. If my current batch does ferment down to zero, it will be 17% ABV.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so take that, Nancy.
40 yes. proof BB. We're getting there.
We're
sip,
getting
sip,
there.
Sip.
But
well,
actually,
what you can do is if you freeze it, if you just freeze it, the water will come out and the alcohol will concentrate, and that'll get it up to like 20-25%.
Oh, geez.
I don't really
at
care
point,
about that, though. I just want to drink it.
At what point is it moonshine? Yeah, just drink it. Enjoy it. You're flavoring it nicely for a good reason.
If you actually distill it, which is illegal in Canada, which is why I wouldn't do that, then it's moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Good for my historically accurate brain to know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. So I'm fairly relatively certain that if I had need for either Advil or Tylenol anytime in the next year, it will not work because you've now burnt any sort of drug tolerance to the maximum limit.
Let's go. All of the tolerance.
So tolerant.
I'm so incredibly tolerant.
So kind.
Yes. Yes. Now I think that's about all the time we have left for this season. We'll see you in September, maybe?
Maybe.
September, maybe.
September, maybe.
Season 12.
Season 12. Yippee.
Don't Bill Cosby yourself.
Don't. Definitely
no.
Not. Definitely not. Oh, God.
That is not the name of this episode.
Definitely not.
Gosh. Well, take care of yourselves. Be good.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.